It was a resounding slap that reverberated for hours after it had been dealt. At a meeting of Czech dentists on Saturday, Miroslav Macek, a former deputy prime minister in the 1990s and long-time advisor to President Václav Klaus, walked over to Health Minister David Rath and without warning hit him on the back of the head, starting a fist fight. Here's the moment as recorded by Czech TV.
Dovolte, než začnu moderovat, vyřídit si jednu zcela soukromou věc. Děkuji.
Macek claims he was settling a personal score with the minister because of insulting remarks he'd made about his wife. But the nature of the attack at the start of a conference with TV cameras rolling suggested otherwise. The incident came less than a fortnight before parliamentary elections in the midst of what commentators have described as the most aggressive election campaign in the country's modern history. Daniela Lazarová has the story.
Jste zbabělec.
It is rare for Czech politicians to come to blows, and whatever Mr. Macek's intention, it appears to have backfired. The Civic Democratic Party, of which he was a prominent member in the 1990s, clearly resented the negative publicity.
This is a private affair of Mr. Macek's and a very serious blunder. The Civic Democratic Party wants to distance itself from the incident, and I would advise Mr. Macek to consider leaving the party. He is damaging our reputation, the party's image, and what we stand for.
Rarely does a slap have so much impact. If it hurt the Civic Democrats, it also caused embarrassment at Prague Castle, and the Prime Minister was quick to point out that such behaviour from an advisor to the President should not be tolerated.
I appeal to President Klaus to take appropriate action in this matter, involving his long-term advisor. I assume that, like myself, the President has an interest in supporting and enhancing political culture in the Czech Republic.
So what is the level of political culture in the country? Is the 2006 election campaign as aggressive as it is made out to be? Political analyst Jiří Pehe thinks not.
I think this is an aggressive campaign, but it is an aggressive campaign only in the Czech context. I would argue that maybe it is that the Czechs are not used to very aggressive campaigns that we can see in some other countries. Things that have happened during the Czech election campaign are not unusual in Europe or in the United States. So I think we have to see it in comparative terms. And if you look at it from that point of view, I wouldn't think that the Czech electoral campaign is overly aggressive.
Given the fact the Czech voters are not used to it, as you say, how will it influence them?
Well, I think that many Czech voters are pretty disgusted with politicians, at least this is what opinion polls show. And of course, this kind of election campaign may prompt even more people not to care about politics, to stay at home and not to vote. So this is, of course, a danger. On the other hand, the fact that the campaign has been aggressive and therefore lively may an opposite consequence. It is quite possible that a lot of people will feel that they should vote. They should somehow be engaged because they may be angered by what they have seen.
Political analyst Jiří Pehe talking to Radio Prague's Daniela Lazarová.